Live at A-Rock, Studio 108, Skipper's Union, Local 518 from Grand Avenue Studio, downtown Hamilton, and Lost Highway from the guy's forthcoming album. And, Craig Northey, formerly of The Odds, along with Rob Baker from The Tragically Hip and Pat Stewart. Maybe, Craig, you can give us a brief history, a little biography of The Odds for people that weren't familiar with the band. I was familiar with the band. I'm sure a lot of people were, but maybe just a brief background, a little bio on The Odds and how that band came to be and when you guys stopped being a band.
Well, we started in the late 80s in Vancouver as kind of wise-ass guys who wouldn't take no for an answer, and eventually made our first record in about 91 for a label called Zoo in the States. And, then our career kind of peaked out around the Hamilton car chase video with Junkhouse trying to kill us. That's about it. We figured how high can you go?
How can you top that?
We had stunt drivers. We woke up in the morning here, and Tom and Ray and Russell, and they all tried to kill us for siphoning gas out of their monster truck. As you know, Junkhouse drove around Hamilton for years in a monster truck.
Yeah. We had Tom in here last week, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I still write with Tom. I work with Colin James quite a bit, and Tom and I have written with Colin and Pat as well. And so, we made some records, and when we met these guys in 93, they invited us to Seattle to open for them. They liked our record, Bedbugs, which had, a song called Heterosexual Man on it, which was very big with Beavis and Butthead, but we'll leave it there. And we ended up being friends, hitting it off, sharing the same senses of dark humor, and eventually toured quite a bit with The Hip. And Steve and Drake from The Odds worked on Gord's records, record, first one, and also he mixed a few
records. He mixed two records.
And it's my turn, I guess.
And then The Odds, when was the end? When did the end come for The Odds?
It was around 2000, really. We made our last record in 96 or 7, toured that for a couple of years, and did greatest hits, and then I'm the bad guy, I left.
So you decided you were leaving The Odds, and did you have plans at that time of what you want to do, or was this something that just sort of came along? Or
I moved to Hamilton and bought a monster truck. I've been here the whole time. No one's noticed.
Seriously, though, did you have plans when you called it quits with The Odds, or you were just going to see what happens?
Not really. I mean, musicians aren't really good in the plans department. And so I just basically... I made a solo record. I made a record with my friend Jesse Valenzuela.
From the Gin Blossoms.
From the Gin Blossoms, which comes out again in Canada soon. And I made three records with Colin James. The newest one's not out yet, just as a writer and producer on the first one. And
wrote an amazing song for Roseanne Cash.
Roseanne Cash.
Lead off track on her
Worked
last
with
record.
Kids in the Hall. I did movie stuff for them. Pat and I did... both Brain Candy and Doug Elliott, and also we did Dog Park for the Ginny and Garofalo film. We did some movie things. So anything I can do to feed my bevy of 10 Rottweilers.
Okay. We've got the update then from Craig, formerly of The Odds, along with Pat Stewart sitting in the studio with us. It's Mike Tata. We want to talk to Rob Baker now for The Tragically Hip. And Rob, maybe you can give us an update on what's going on with The Hip.
The Hip are all good. We get together every week for a day of songwriting and keep trying to push that ball up the hill, and we're looking forward to recording an album of all new material probably over the winter.
Okay.
But as you may or may not know, there's sort of a best of coming out, I think two CD best of with a couple of DVDs.
Nice.
And looking at releasing that in probably the first week of October, is somewhere in there. Maybe a little earlier, maybe a little later. But
was there a moment where you had to come to the guys in the band, Rob, and say, listen, guys, I've got this little thing I want to do on the side, and I'm just wondering how you feel about it? And
yes, that moment is right now. And if one of them could be listening, and now the words are...
Yeah.
Tell us how that all
Thanks
came down.
For that.
Yeah. Did you have to go up to Gord and the boys and say, "Listen, guys, how do you feel about this?"
I did. I kind of filled them in. Johnny, Gord Sinclair, and Paul Langlois play on John, yeah, Johnny and Gord Sinclair play on four tracks, and Paul plays on three tracks on the record. And there were things that, you know, we were just messing around in the studio on an idea that I brought in, and we, some of them developed pretty quickly, and they're pretty, I guess we were thinking of them as demos, but when I brought them to Craig, and when the other guys heard them, when Pat and Doug listened to the bass and drums on there, they said, well, you know, I wouldn't touch that, I wouldn't change a thing. At which point I had to go to the guys and say, do you mind if I use your recordings on this? And
right.
They're extremely supportive, totally behind me all the way.
All the guys in the band, nobody had a problem with it at all?
No one had a problem. It's, you know what, the hip is a really good thing. We're catty and bitchy, like any five-way marriage with no sex. You can imagine how bitchy that might get.
Nice comparison.
But I think in spite of that, you know, we've done really well. There's a lot of love, and we are definitely brothers, so...
Good stuff.
Note to self, make sure this band has sex.
Well, you got the name, Strippers Union, that kind of ties in somehow.
There you go. Learn from our mistakes.
So how does this band compare for you, Rob, then, as far as where your priorities are? This is just kind of like a little side project, and the hip is obviously still number one for you, or, you know, you're going to see how things go? Or?
All I ever wanted out of life was was to be in a great band, and I got that, and... I'm a greedy mofo, and I want more. I want to be in two great bands. So,
right.
And I think I am.
Good stuff. Well, maybe we can hear another tune if you guys are ready. You can.
This tour starts tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Canada AM. So ask him on Saturday when we get back here. How do you like? Because really, they've been together all for about 10 days doing all this.
Right.
And now it really starts tomorrow.
Yeah, we're gonna talk
about the hazings and rituals.
The club tour. Yeah, that's gonna be different for you, especially Rob.
No, you know what? The hip plays lots of club dates, and it's never a problem. I love that. The bouncing around in venue size is. It kind of keeps you honest. You can play a big arena show, and the next night you're playing in a 500-seat bar, and you can't get too full of yourself.
Good stuff. What do you want to play now for us?
This one's Everybody Knows the Words, and again, it came out of a conversation. We were talking about what it would be like to be in a clone band, and I said to Craig, it's funny, I took my family to see a Beatles clone band the other night. And he said, well, I've got this line I've always wanted to use about a Beatles clone band, and, you know, sitting on an English muffin waiting for the van to start. And that set off a fit of laughing from me, and an hour later we were playing a song that we'd written, and that line didn't even make it. So.
Jeez, yeah. Nice.
That means every line in the song is stronger than that one.
Strippers Union, Local 518 from Studio 108.